Just a little bit in what I was doing 3 weeks ago. And let me see. I forget exactly what I read. John chapter 14, verse 15 is where I want to start. I'll read through 21. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that keepeth my commandments, he that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him, or to him. Now, I started off this scripture reading with, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, I said what we were referring to here, what Christ was referring to here, was not the Ten Commandments, which is what everyone goes to whenever they see that word, and I'm guilty of that. The first time I see that word, that's what I think, and then I think, oh no, I'm done. Because I can't do it. Even when Christ narrowed it down to two commandments, I can't do those. Still remember what Henry Mahan said about that. The first two, those two commandments. If you love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. And this is the second one's like unto it. If you love your neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. He says, you get past the first one, then we'll talk about the second one. Yeah. I can't get past the first one. Yeah. And I can't do the second one either. But this commandment is what he's referring to back here in chapter 13, verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That ye also love one another. Said it twice in one verse. That's what Christ was referring to here. And then he said he would pray the Father, and he shall give you. The Father gives his children the Comforter. Yeah. It doesn't say, there's no qualifiers here. And I like that. Because this would have been, you know, really a perfect place for a qualifier. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you until you grieve him. I've heard that. And he will abide with you until you fall from grace. Christ doesn't say any of that. Because none of that applies. That's made up by men standing behind pulpits. And it's been handed down for generations. It's called a lie. And the world is full of it, because the world doesn't see the Spirit of truth. The world does not know the Spirit of truth. The world does not have the Comforter. And also, just the fact that man has to put disclaimers out on God's grace shows the depravity of man.
Yeah, there you go.
because the preaching of Christ, the words of Christ, never came with any disclaimers. If you do this, you will live. You won't find that in the book. You'll find it in the pulpits. You'll find it on television. You'll find it on the radio. You'll find it everywhere else. But Christ didn't say here that you had to accept. He didn't say you had to qualify. And he didn't say you had to keep it. He said the Father's going to give it to you. And he will abide with you forever. And I think that might be long enough. No matter what anyone else says. This Comforter lives with the children of God, in the children of God, forever. And that is a real comfort. Anything else is a maybe. And that's the way people preach it. But this book doesn't ever say anything about salvation and use the word maybe. Ever. Anyhow. Then Christ says that. He says, for he dwelleth with you, and then he shall be in you. And he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not. Christ will not leave his people comfortless. Now, referencing this scripture here in context, he says, I will come to you. Well, he was going to die. Then he's going to come back. And he told them, yet a little while and the world's going to see me no more, but you still see me. And they did after his resurrection. But still these words are true right now. I will not leave you comfortless. Because he didn't. He prayed and the Father gave. And the Father still gives. Because what he has done, he is doing. And what he has done, he will do. As far as his children are concerned. Salvation is of the Lord. And at that day, well, wait a minute. It says, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me because I live, ye shall live also. Now, I warned Walter about this. We talked on the phone last week a little bit. I don't know if it's still up, but there was a sign on a church going into Beckley, and some of you have probably seen it. Now, this is what this sign says, and they had it up at that time for at least 3 weeks, so they must have been really proud of it, okay? Because usually it's up a week, 2 weeks, you know. But this one's up 3 weeks that I know of. And this is what it says. It says, we purpose to train disciples to be disciple makers. Good luck with that. You wish, you know. I mean, that's all there is to say about that, because that is... I'm going to use one of Earl's words here. Hubris. That's what that is. That's being cocky in the extreme. First point is, I don't think whoever's there or anywhere else can train a disciple. That's why we have a Comforter. The Spirit of Truth. He's going to take those things of mine and show them to you. He didn't say Peter's going to take the things of mine and show them to you. He didn't say John was going to take the things of mine and show them to you. He didn't say the Apostle Paul was going to take the things of mine and show them to you. They took them and wrote them down. And people will read this book and won't believe a word of it. And matter of fact, they'll read this book and they will take those very scriptures and rest them to their own destruction. So training disciples is a is God's job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Comforter's job. It's the job of the Spirit of Truth. The job up here in this pulpit is to speak the truth and lie not as best as I can. That's it. The sower sows. The seed's the word. You throw it out. I don't know what the ground is. I don't know what the ground's good, bad, or indifferent. Stony, thorny, anything. That's not my job. The ground has to be prepared by the Holy Spirit. The seed has to be received by the Holy Spirit. And then we train disciples. Now this is, that's bad enough. We train disciples to be disciple makers. How in the world do you do that? Make a disciple. Now the only disciple makers that I remember referenced in this scripture, both of them end up in a ditch. You come to see a land to make a proselyte of one another or somebody. And if the blind lead the blind, they both end up in the ditch, and you end up twofold more the child of hell than you were yourself. I don't know how to make disciples. How in the world am I supposed to train somebody to make disciples? The only thing anyone can do, and this goes for all of y'all, as well as me, ain't no difference, is talk to people about Christ.
Right. Yeah.
That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. If there's an interest, if someone will hear, that's how I end up talking to Walter all the time at New Zion. Not because he received it, but because he listened.
Not very well.
Well, you did, because you got mad a couple times. Told me, he said, quit giving me that stuff. And I said, okay. And then he changed his mind.
Yeah. My mind was changed.
I didn't change it.
No, Joe didn't
change it. I didn't. Walter, I don't think you're my disciple. I'm sorry, that is funny. I'm sorry. That is. It's just the and they talk about us saying, you people are respecters of persons.
Yeah.
You think you're somebody. No, we know we're nobody. God is everything.
Amen.
Christ is everything. The Spirit is everything. We train disciples to be disciple makers. You know, the actual sentence I wrote down here, it said, there's so much wrong with that statement, it's hard to figure out where to begin. But I did. Because I'm not here to train anybody. I'm here to try and praise my Lord and my God. And that's it. And hopefully, if it's in the Spirit, if it's the truth of Christ, the Holy Spirit in you will witness the fact.
Right.
And you will learn. And the reason I know that is that's how I learned.
Right.
Yeah. Whether I was reading a sermon by Charles Spurgeon, or listening to a tape by Henry Mahan, or seeing him on television, sitting here, and Mab Scott listening to Earl and Walter. His Spirit bore witness with my spirit that these things are true.
Yeah.
That's the reality of Christianity.
Right. Yeah.
And that's why I can't train disciples.
Right.
And I can't tell you how to make them. I'm sorry. If you want to know, I can't do it. And these people can't either. Now, if you want training in how to lead the blind into a ditch, that's easy. They're blind. There's monstrosities built all over America on the fact of the blind leading the blind. There are horrendous ministries, and I hate to use that word even with it, which are based, their foundation is the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
It works.
It works.
Sure.
There's a little Old Testament referral to that. That I was envious when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
Sure.
Now, till I considered their latter end,
right,
which is the ditch on the broad road that leads to destruction.
Right.
But there are some days I'd like to have new cars. I don't need a crystal cathedral. I really don't. Don't want one. But it is amazing what these people will do and what these people think they can do.
Yeah.
And that's hubris. That is classic overconfidence.
Yeah.
Anyhow, because I am here to hopefully preach the Lord Jesus Christ as the sovereign God of this universe.
Mm-hmm.
He wants disciples. He'll make them.
Amen.
He does. He will. He does. And he's the only one who can.
Yes.
I'm here to hear and learn of my Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that's what you're here for too. And if there is any learning done, if there is any teaching done, it will be because of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of truth. He, who the world cannot receive. He is a person. And besides any disciple I could make, somebody could unmake. Probably me. Because more than likely I'd disappoint him somewhere. I disappoint myself enough. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. That commandment at the front. If you love me, keep my commandments. How can you do it? Paul wrote it. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, by the Comforter, by Him, the Spirit of truth. Loving the brethren is a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Just like anything else that's good that I got, it's a gift. It's not from in me. Now, don't take this personally, okay? Well, it's not usually a good way to start out a statement. But, to be honest, I mean, to be brutally honest, I don't know how many of you people I'd want to hang around when I was the way I was 25, 30 years ago. Because all this talking about Christ back then really kind of annoyed me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah, I know, did you? I was there for part of it.
Yep.
But right now, I like being here.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily standing here, but I mean in the midst.
Yeah.
To be honest, I liked it better when Earl and Walter did all the preaching. And I could do a little scripture reading or something, sit down, and I could have left that. Tried to give it to Paul, but he didn't take it. The rat. I don't blame you. I have been changed from without. And that changed what was within me. I believe the Father gave me the Comforter. Gave me the Spirit of truth. I see things now I never saw then.
Right.
I know things now I sure didn't know then.
Yeah.
And I love things now and people now that I didn't love then.
Yeah.
And that is because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Just in case you weren't sure, it's a gift. Accept Jesus. Good luck with that. He's either given to you or he's not.
Right.
And because this love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, and our hearts is believers, it's who Paul was writing to. If you do not love the brethren, you don't love him.
Right. You don't love him. Right.
Because the brethren are his children. And if I'm his child and they're his children, that makes us brethren.
Right.
We're brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Family.
Family.
Amen. We are family.
That's it.
The reason I love my brother is because he is my brother in Christ.
Yeah.
They're his brethren. He's not ashamed to call us brethren.
Yeah.
They're his brethren. Therefore, they're my brethren. And he loved us and gave himself for us.
Amen.
And his brethren are my family.
Yeah.
Now, I did notice, I wasn't leaving this out, where it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. It does say plural.
Sure.
So I found in 1 John chapter 3:23. And it says, and this is his commandment. And then it says two things. It says commandment singular, but it says two things. That we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ.
Right.
And love one another.
Yeah.
As he gave us commandment.
Mm-hmm.
We should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ. We love because we believe.
Mm-hmm.
We believe because we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we live because Christ, well, the Father, sent us the Holy Spirit of truth, which lives in the believer, in his child. And we get the Comforter because Christ gave his life for his people. And he gave his life for his people because he chose to do so. And he commands us to believe. It's not an invitation. It's a commandment.
Yeah.
It's not an invitation. It's not for you to accept or reject. It's for you to do. Now, how do I find in myself to do what I can't do? I don't find it in myself. The Holy Spirit gives it. Shed abroad the love of God in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, and he shall lead us and guide us into all truth. We believe because it is the work of God that we believe the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And this work is performed by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us, and who comforts us. It's because of him that we love the brethren, that we love one another. Because of him. The people of this assembly, that's you guys, are a comfort to me.
Sure.
Because of his Spirit.
Yeah.
I will not leave you comfortless. We've got each other.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who are amazed we are still together.
Sure.
And actually, over the years, we've actually added a couple where a couple have died and going on. Now, more have left, which some of them I don't even remember their names, and it's okay. But this assembly is a comfort to me. Because of the Spirit of God. Because of the desire to hear the Word of God and to learn of the Word of God. And you don't get that everywhere. You don't see that everywhere. Because if you don't have a softball team, I'll go to a church that does. They will. And then some of them just show up for softball season. Or basketball season. Or whatever. Soccer now is the big thing. I wouldn't mind a gymnasium. I like to shoot basketball. But I don't want to put up with all that just to shoot basketball. I'll do something else. The brethren are a comfort to each other because of him. He did not leave us comfortless. I will not leave you comfortless. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. That's an evidence that God has done something for you. When the Spirit teaches you that Jesus Christ is in the Father, Jesus Christ is God, manifest in the human flesh. When you actually come to grasp that at the least amount that we can grasp it at, which is not very good, we see through a glass darkly and our understanding is darkened some days and some days darker than others. But I've said this before, in times when I doubt myself, I don't doubt Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Yeah. I may doubt that I'm one of his, but I never doubt him because he is.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. He is. Jesus Christ said, I and my Father are one. And they took up stones to stone him because he said, you're making yourself equal with God. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And he still is. And he ever will be. Before Abraham was, I am. Ooh, boy, they don't like that. They didn't like that at all. That's why he said it. Are you saying Jesus Christ said things to tick people off? To make them mad? Yes, he did. He did. He knew exactly his audience. He knew exactly who he was talking to. He needed not that anyone tell him what was in the heart of man. And to his disciples, which he made, he comforted. And to the religious, he didn't comfort. just to put it mildly. Ye generation of vipers. Ye whited sepulcher. You make clean the outside inside, you're full of dead man's bones. You don't live. And you're not going to understand Christ until you live. No one understands Christ until you live. And that's why trying to get people to come to the front of a church in order to pray to God to get life is kind of a waste of time. Because that's not how it works. That's not how he works. Verse 21. It's time to quit. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them I like the order of that.
Yep. He that hath my commandments,
they're in you.
Right, there you go.
They're in you. You have them. You have them because he gave them to you. When he gave you the Spirit of Truth, when he gave you the Comforter. You have them in you to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and you have it in you to love the brethren who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Because that's the only way that you can keep them is if you have them. And the world cannot receive, is not able to receive, because they seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But if you have his commandments, we see him. We know him. Because he makes himself manifest to us. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father. If you don't know that, you don't know anything. Because that's where it starts. Him. Now it ends up being part of you in the end, because you, once you see him, you start to see you. And you don't like what you see. But that's all right, he'll fix that too. Because the spirit of adoption comes after the spirit of bondage unto fear. But in that, at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me. We are in Christ, as believers. And he is in us, I in you. And that's who hath my commandments. And keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Why? Because you hath his commandments. It's not that you love him and you get his commandments, or you love him and you keep his commandments. No, you got his commandments. You have the spirit of truth. You're going to love him. May not understand him. May not understand everything about him, but you're going to know that he is the God of gods. The King of kings. The Lord of lords. Nothing was made without him. I can't say enough about him. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. There is such a thing as ignorance. There is. What people cannot know anything without hearing it, usually. It's the way it works. How shall they hear except they be sent? Hear without a preacher. God will make a way.
Yeah.
I guarantee it. Because what he has promised, he is not only able to perform, he does perform.
Amen.
And he has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And that was promised before I was born.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about being forsaken of God. Christ was forsaken of God for me.
Yeah. Amen.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to say that now.
No.
Because he said it.
Yeah.
He did it, he suffered it.
Yeah.
That's death. Right there. To be forsaken by God is death. He did that for me. And he did that for every single one of his children.
Amen.
Now keep his commandments. I like saying it. I don't want to do it. But it ain't the Ten Commandments. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. And love one another. That's enough to keep us busy for the rest of our lives on this planet.
And we'll get to do it better later.
Yeah.
When we awaken his likeness. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is our King, our Lord, and because of that, our Savior. Thank you. And for everything you have done, we want to thank you and praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Yeah.